You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, welcome once again to Inside Out, and I thank you so much for joining me. If you're joining for the first time, welcome. If you're back again, welcome. I love it that you came back and have hopefully spreading the word about Inside Out. The main thing is I hope this is helping you and encouraging you. We're in a role right now, several episodes, talking about the power of love, God's love, God's flowing to us, and then God's love flowing through us. And for the sake of time today, I'm going to put the review back on you. Go back and listen to the previous two or three episodes, and we're going to kind of wind it up today on the power of love. The first and great command is you're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second command is you're to love your neighbor as yourself. And this is about God's love flowing to us and then God's love flowing through us. As we talked in the last episode, we've got to believe that, receive that God loves us the way that he does. And when we do that, that helps us to love ourselves correctly. Consequently, we're going to be able to love our neighbors compassionately. If we fail to believe and receive that God loves us like he does, we more or less turn off a valve and block the flow of God's love into our hearts and lives, then it doesn't help us. God loves us, but we've blocked the flow of that to come in and help us. And consequently, we don't benefit from that. And then here's worse damage, further damage, then it doesn't flow through us to others. So a goal and requirement right in the middle of all of this is that we love ourselves correctly. So then you and I can love others in the right way. We can love them compassionately. And we talk a lot about that. My whole life in church, talk about it, think about it. Well, that's where the rubber meets the road, is that we actually love others compassionately. Bearing in mind what we talked about already, then in John chapter 13, Jesus says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Now remember, previously he quoted, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now here's an update, ta-da, love your neighbor as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. So he's bringing new, fresh clarity to this. He's saying, I need you to look at it this way now. And the old commandment was you're to love your neighbor as yourself. And that commandment actually is an inconsistent, unreliable standard. It's going to produce an inferior, inconsistent love. So he's updating this, actually clarifying for us, because love your neighbor as yourself, but if we're messed up in that area, it's not going to go well for our neighbor. So he's saying, here's clarity for you. Love your neighbor as yourself. I want you to love yourself correctly, but let me give you a tip here. Love others the way that I have loved you. And in that way, then the love of God, here's the new standard, here's the new command. We're going to love others the way that he has loved us. So when you and I receive God's love, we will love ourselves correctly, and now we can love others the way that God loves us, which is compassionately. And compassion, at the root of that word, it actually means merciful, to show mercy. So we love others using God's love, that endless, powerful flow of God's love, compared to our rusty little bucket of our love. So we're using God's love. Now, in Ephesians chapter 5, powerful verse, passage of scripture here, it says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love. Catch that. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. That phrase, walk in love, In the New Testament Greek, it's actually just this. I'll cut to the chase. It's a continuous repeated action. So instead of just walk in love, it means keep walking in love. And walking is symbolic of living. So it's saying live in love. Continually live in love. Keep walking. Keep walk in love. This is as opposed to some sporadic scheduled, hey, here's a group event. We're going to go serve our neighbors. No, this is just the way that you live. You live in love. And in order to love others like he loved us, this verse says that Christ loved us and he gave himself. So if we're going to love others like he loved us, we must give. Well, what do we give? We give ourselves. Jesus gave himself. What did he give? He gave himself as a savior, as a healer, as a miracle worker, as a teacher. Galatians echoes this in Galatians 2:20, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, here it is, who loved me and gave himself for me. What's the most well-known verse? John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave. So he gave. He couldn't love us into heaven. He had to give himself to make a way for us to go to heaven. So ultimately, it is love, but love, not just words, not just thoughts, not just theory, love gives. He gave himself. That's how he loves us. That's how we are to give ourselves to others. That's how we express love compassionately to others. In Romans 8:32, it says he did not spare, he did not withhold, but he gave himself freely. And you and I are to love others the way that God has loved us. Matthew 10:8 says, freely you have received, freely give. Now that phrase, again in the New Testament Greek, freely give, means you're to give freely as a favor, give freely in kindness. Now, if there's one thing that I could just really, really, I want to drive home for you, you and I today, it's this. Kindness means loving people more than they deserve. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like how God loves us. He loves us more than we deserve. And that's the command, the new command. Love others as I have loved you. And it actually means in kindness. Kindness means loving people more than they deserve. Let me take it further. Kindness means treating people better than they deserve. Well, what does that sound like? It sounds like the way God loves us. He treats us way better than we deserve. So let me repeat it again. Kindness means loving people more than they deserve and treating people better than they deserve. That's the way that God loves us. Back in that passage, it says he loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Another translation says as a sweet-smelling aroma. So when he gave himself up, he wasn't griping about that. He wasn't letting us know what a hardship that was for him, although it was incredibly hard. But he gave himself up as a fragrant offering, a sweet-smelling aroma. So when we give ourselves to others, when we're loving others better than they deserve and treating people better than they deserve, and when we're loving people compassionately, we're helping them, we're giving ourselves, let's do it not griping and not letting others know what an inconvenience this is and how better you could have used your time and money, or you know how tired I am, but I'm helping you today. You know how far this is out of the way, but I'm doing it for you, and I've worked hard all week, and money is tight, and all that. No, don't even do that. Don't even go there. That's not sweet smelling. That kind of creates obligation and dread, and I tell you what, people don't want that kind of help. That's not really help. It's not really help at all. It's like the bill before you even get any kind of service or help. So give yourself. That's what love does, but do it in a sweet-smelling way. Also, we're to give ourselves as a sacrifice to God. That verse says that he gave himself up for us because he loved us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Here's what happens. We do it as a sacrifice to the Lord. The Bible says that when you help those in need, when you give to the poor, anything like that, in Proverbs 19:17, it says, you lend to the Lord, and when you lend to the Lord, he repays. So here's what happens. Do it as a sacrifice to the Lord. Just do it as unto the Lord. And it might be a real sacrifice for you, but don't obligate people to what you've just done for them. Do it as unto the Lord. And here's what happens. Whole story is this. It's God loving you, and it's you loving God, and you loving yourself better. Loving God and realizing God loves you, that kind of fixes you, and then you're able to love people and love your neighbor. Do you know what neighbor means? It means nearby. And that's not just your address. It's wherever you are, you suddenly have a new set of neighbors around you at work, in the store, the gym, anywhere else. And we're to love them, not with our human love out of that rusty little bucket of human love, but out of the flow of God's love. God loves you so much. Love Him completely. Love yourself correctly by receiving God's love for you. That's what fixes you and helps you. And now you can let that love flow through you, and you can love others. Love God completely. Love yourself correctly. Love others compassionately. And listen, this may not change the whole world. It can. It has the power to do that. But it may not change the whole world, but I know this, it will change your world. And that's the power of love. Think about this. Put it into action. Watch God work in and through your life. Thank you once again for joining me for Inside Out. I love having you with me for this, and I pray that it is a real blessing and encouragement to you. Have a great week, and until the next time, God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.